What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the first night of the Vagina Monologues live from Chicago concluded well after midnight last night. So they spent most of the night on the need to kill children, all children, everywhere, especially in utero, which you could, by the way, do from the parking lot. Sign up for your free abortion. Abortions for free, Lee.
Damn.
Well, they weren't running a two for the price of one deal, but it's probably only because they didn't think of it.
From the party that claims genocide in the Middle East when there's infanticide going on in this country.
In the parking lot out back. It's great. Yeah, they rolled the van in. Now, the list for the wait list for the free vasectomies was quite long. You know, as just me, if I was a guy, I just don't know that I'd want to have a vasectomy in a van at the DNC in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's not, I would want to go to the best hospital possible, except I probably wouldn't have a vasectomy because I love kids. But
sounds like a Saturday Night Live episode, having a vasectomy in the van down by the river.
I'm serious. What, complete with rusty scalpel? I mean, that's what comes to mind. Yeah. All right, so yesterday was the day they shoved Joe out the door.
Yeah.
And I loved how they did it. They spent all day long on heroic stories of women fighting to kill their children. They did, literally, that's what they did yesterday. And then claimed that they were responsible for the great economic state of the economy, which no one knows what they're talking about. And then 11:30 rolls around and they finally roll Joe out. Shoved well past prime time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Maybe they hoped he'd, I don't know, fall asleep before taking
maybe
the stage.
That was it, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. But he rambled and slurred and did all the things that he normally did.
And yelled at people.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Exactly. But that's what it reminded me of. It reminded me that if you ever been dragged to see the Vagina Monologues by a woman or whoever, yes. So that's what it reminded me of. How's all this going, by the way?
I'm sure the ratings are great.
Yeah, I don't know. But Crash is getting into politics now, right? So it's funny to watch him. He's 12. And he's way deep into it. And he's freaked out, right, about these polls showing Kamala might win, might do well. And so we have the same conversation with him every day. Now, this is the great fake period where the polls are fake. Just can't believe anything they say. And he's like, even the ones that say Trump's winning, I'm like, we just ignore them, basically. There's no point. You got to wait till like the last week before then the pollsters will be forced to tell you the truth because they want their record to be right. But some of them will still get it wrong anyway. And so keep in mind right now, on average, and this is CNN, by the way, CNN last week pointed this out, which is wild. Their pollster came on and said, look, on average in August of 2016, all of the major pollsters you're hearing from now, they were wrong by 9 points. They were wrong by 6 points in 2020. Because remember, they had Biden with this runaway, almost landslide. He barely won it by 45,000 votes in the swing states. So anyway, but what do people who've actually seen the Democrats' internal polling, the real polling, not the fake polling, have to say? Here's David Axelrod, the guy who single-handedly put Obama in the White House, his chief strategist, kind of the dawn of the Democrat Party. Take a listen to how he says things are actually going. He says, now, things were better for us after the assassination attempt. We had it all but, tied up in a bow. He says they've evened up some, but he's not happy.
She has made extraordinary progress. We were all in Milwaukee a month ago, and, there was euphoria there in a sense that this race was over, that they were going to win by a landslide, perhaps sweep in big majorities in the House and Senate. And things have changed dramatically. But This is still a very competitive race. If the election were today, I'm not sure who would win. And I think it may well be President Trump because it's an electoral college fight. You know, for a Democrat to win those battleground states, they have to have a significant lead in the electoral college. Remember, Joe Biden won by 7 million votes nationally last time, and a margin of 45,000 votes or 44,000 votes in the three closest battleground states combined. So she's right to be telling people it's good to be enthusiastic. That enthusiasm is really, really important for the...
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Democratic Party, but you have to...
Yeah. So, as I often tell you, Lee, there are more of them physically than there are of us.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change anytime soon. It's just they're all clustered around these big blue cities like lemmings waiting to be told what to do by their leadership. And if, God forbid, they ever were to move out into the countryside, start voting in red areas, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
We really would. But thank God they continue to cling to their liberal leadership in their cities. I'm convinced this is why the Democrats are deliberately destroying blue cities, to make them so unlivable that their base will move out into GOP areas just to escape the misery, but then will vote there for the same thing they're running from because they don't see the connection. I am literally convinced that's why they've unleashed criminals on the streets, prosecutors who are for the criminals, and just general economic degradation in their cities, you know, bond rules. I really think they're trying to move their herd out into the countryside, into the Midwest, into places like that. And it's working to some extent, because otherwise the votes end up all, you know, in California. And who cares if 20 million people vote for you in California? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's because of the Electoral College. Thank God for that. Okay. Van Jones, who also comes out of the Obama cabal and would have seen the Democrat Party's internal polling, doesn't seem too excited either.
We don't want to be tied. I don't like being tied with Donald Trump because we've had now 20 plus days of positive press. He's been falling down the stairs, slipping on banana peels and poking himself in the eyeball. We should not be tied. We want to pull ahead. That's our opportunity this week.
And that's the key point, Brianna. This campaign, the Harris campaign, has been flawless for the past 28, 30 days. And it's a tied race.
That's scary.
It's a tied race.
That's scary.
They're doing the best they can, and it's tied. That's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is flawless.
Yeah, well, in their world. It's
I was
nice
thinking clueless,
reality.
But anyway.
Yeah, no, she's been a disaster, actually. Well, her campaign has been a disaster is a better way to put it. But by flawless, what they mean, Lee, is that neither she or Tim Walz has done a single interview.
Right. Yeah.
And that nobody knows what they stand for. That's flawless. They can keep who they are hidden. That's what he's talking about. I mean, that's flawless. By the way, I mean, do you realize Tim Walz hasn't done a single interview? That is so bizarre.
Yeah.
Again, normally the vice president is your number one surrogate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a force multiplier. It's who you send out everywhere. You can see this with J.D. Vance. He's gone everywhere.
Yeah.
Walz won't talk to anybody. Because can he even explain what she stands for when she's flipped on every major position she's held in less than 5 years? You know, less than 5 years ago. It's hard to explain. You know, it's like if you were in your 20s and you believed a thing, but now you're in your 40s, you believe something else. Okay, people get that.
Yeah.
But this is... like, she ran on this stuff in 2020, socializing and nationalizing healthcare, open borders, no wall, terrorists would never come over the border, we don't call illegal immigrants criminals, they're not bad people, we're going to abolish ICE. All of that is gone now. You can't explain that, and Tim Walz can't either.
And they won't have to.
No, because they're avoiding the public. And, The thing about that, it's actually kind of brilliant. Let me pull this other thing off the wall that I have tacked up here, because they don't have to do it for too much longer.
Nope.
The voting starts, early voting starts on the 16th of September in Pennsylvania, probably the creme de la creme of swing states because it has so many electors. It has 19. In Arizona, the voting starts on the 9th of October. In North Carolina, they mail out the early vote ballots on the 5th of September, right? So this is actually kind of a brilliant strategy. Kamala Harris was asked, when are you going to give us your economic plan? The rest of it, right? Because we haven't seen much. And she says, you know, I'll come back weeks from now. Well, people are going to be voting or will have already voted. Yeah, exactly.
So in the weeks to come, I will address in greater detail my plans to build an opportunity economy.
Uh-huh.
Opportunity.
It doesn't take that long to do these things, Lee. If you're at this level of politics, you know what you support. She could have put out an economic plan 2 weeks ago.
I thought they were opposed to equality, the opportunity things. I thought they wanted equity.
Oh, they do. She's just lying.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she's just lying. What she really does want is the opposite of that.
Because I think most Republicans, most Americans would agree on equal opportunity under the law. That's pretty much a bedrock foundation of our culture and our politics. But it's this call for equity that's... That's the radical part.
Yeah. And what she's saying is that everybody should end up in the same place.
Yeah.
They should end up. So no matter how hard you work in life, no matter that you worked your way up from being the janitor to owning 3 franchises, in the end, it should be taken from you and you should be made to be equal to everyone else. It's basically communism. I'll let her explain it. This is her from the 2020 campaign trail.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution. Giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place.
Okay, punchline there. Where's the same place under communism? Yeah. Everyone ends up equally poor.
Yeah, at the bottom.
There is no middle class in communism. And they don't allow one because Marx, in his work, instructed them not to have a middle class, because it's always the middle class who rebels in an authoritarian regime. So you just go ahead, pre-crush that. Okay. How will she get here, though? How is she going to make sure, Lee, that everybody ends up in the same place? Well, she'll take your patent and your business. This is her from the 2020 campaign trail.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. The question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it.
So there you go. That's what she actually thinks. She just can't tell you that, which is why she can't do interviews, because she can't have anybody bringing it up.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.